a thinker, I revise my illumination of absolute. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Philosophy in Campo, California, bringing you The Absolute Philosopher. As a thinker, I revise my illumination of absolute. We have had many ideas of what absolute means. We have had many concepts of what absolute means, and the reason that the University of Philosophy has chosen the term absolute to represent the eternal reality is that it is something that's rather difficult to define, something that you cannot define in simple ways because it just is indefinable in that way. Now, as a thinker, I revise my illumination of absolute. Whatever thoughts come to our mind as to what absolute means, we turn to that thought and we revise our illumination of that thought purposely, definitely, and we say, now, what could that possibly mean? We listen within, and that inner illumination reveals to us many possibilities of what it could mean. Now, the easiest thing for all of us to do, if we really want to do it, is to say, I am absolute. Wow, that's a great and a wonderful concept, I am absolute. How do I define the term, I am absolute? Well, whatever I believe about myself, I believe about absolute. Now, do I believe that I am a human being and that I am subject to all of the wiles and wherefores of being a human being? Or do I believe I am a divine being? Now, do I want to think that absolute, this grand concept I hold in my thinking, absolute is finite? If I ever allow myself to think such a thought, then I completely take away all of the reality of what absolute should mean in my thinking from my own attitude. If I think absolute in any way is limited to a human concept of it, a human understanding of it, which of course we do limit it because that's what we are, humans, but if I can begin to live in the illuminated thought of my inner self, what absolute really is begins to be known to me. Well, why should we even concern ourselves with what absolute means when we don't even know what it does and don't even know how it is? Well, why should you concern yourself about the simple concept of the law of cause and effect? Why should you concern yourself about that concept? Well, you concern yourself about that concept because as a human being, that law affects everything you think and say and do and are, and it is who you are. Now, in absolute terms, there is no law of cause and effect because all is, and we reveal what is in our life and affairs, in our experiences, in our world. It already exists. We haven't done it. Oh, then that's sort of the fate. There's no way we can change that. It's what it is. No, no. What exists is not a condition. What exists is an isness. And the isness is something that we, as human beings, put into a condition to make it viable for ourselves. We put it into the movie of our mind, and we make it into a story with movement. Of itself, it has no condition, it has no attitude, it has nothing except existence. We are the ones who give it the unique existence of beneficial or non-beneficial. We are the ones who give it the unique existence of being a part of the reality or all of the reality. And of course, we never know all of the reality because we haven't the ability to conceive that with our thinking system at the moment. But we do think it's pretty wonderful. Now, as a thinker, I revise my illumination of absolute. I think of absolute as being something very special, very wonderful, very terrific. And I know that I am there. Now, isn't that an interesting possibility? I am there. I am absolute. Wow. If I am absolute, then how does that function? How do I experience that in my life? How do I know I am absolute? Well, when you realize that there is nothing else in this universe but absolute. Just as we, in our human phraseology, have said, there is nothing else in this universe but God. All is God. All is good. All is magnificent. Well, all is absolute. Now, absolute, in our thinking system, is a grander term than the term God. For in our thinking system, we view God as an entity outside of ourselves, which blesses us or does things to us based upon what sort of a moral life we're leading, what sort of a morality we have for ourselves and our universe. Absolute has none of that. Absolute, it exists separate, totally unique from all human attitudes and human ways. The human illusion comes and goes. The human illusion has really no effect. As many of the philosophers like to say, 100 years from now, it won't make much difference what we've done. And then the scientists say, every action of our fingertip pointing, of every breath we breathe, of every condition that exists on earth has an effect upon other existence. And yes, that's very true. But it's not in the physical sense that this is meant. It is meant in absolute sense, because there is only one concept, and that's absolute. And whatever thought we have is relative to that absolute. And when we place a thought in motion to reveal an absolute concept, it affects everything everywhere, because it is everything everywhere. Absolute is the allness, the isness. It is the uniqueness, and it is the non-uniqueness. It is the reality of all that is. And it's a great topic. And we are thinking more and more on this as we are developing our awareness of what absolute is. As a thinker, I revised my illumination of absolute. So now, every moment of my life that I give attention to absolute, I let the illumination within me reveal what it means and how it means. And so, in that light, we wrote the autobiography of God. Not because I am God for anyone else, but I am God for myself. And in the terminology used in the autobiography of God, we have a great many of the thoughts about absolute. And they are the precursors for our book and the University of Philosophy, which teaches absolute philosophy totally. And the first program of the University of Philosophy is absolute relative. Or is it relative? Or is it absolute? The first course of the University of Philosophy is the relative. Defining the relative and alluding to its absolute reality. The second is taking the relative in terms and ideas from relative thinking to absolute thinking. And the graduate course, the postgraduate course, moves right on into being absolute under all circumstances. Now, these courses are unique and very wonderful, very special. But what they do is they move us from being human beings to being divine beings. From being human beings living in the relative universe to divine beings living in the spiritual, divine universe, which includes the relative, but is not the relative. If these things interest you, and I'm sure they do most of us, just listen to the absolute philosopher from time to time. I come on once a day, virtually every day, with a short talk about absolute philosophy. Because that's exactly what you'd expect the absolute philosopher to do. So join with me if you like, and I'll be delighted to have you. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.